Hi, this is Ken Kennedy. This is Ken Zoids Autonomous Zone, episode 181, recorded on August 21st, 2017, and the 21st day of the Dog Days of Podcasting, but I missed day 20, but I am not gonna, because I actually just resynced, 181 with 21, and I'm not gonna go and say, oh, this is my 20th, no, we just missed yesterday, and we're just keeping going. What happened was Charlotte and I traveled to Greenville, South Carolina for the eclipse, and I brought the recorder, so we were going to record, but what I didn't bring was the cable, the connecting cable. This thing has a little micro SD card, and I could have messed with that. It was like, but during the dog days, I have a mini USB. Remember, that's the big fat USB, like phone connector that we used to use like 5 or 7 years ago. It looks ridiculously huge now. I probably have a half dozen micro USB cords either in my, bag or in the car or somewhere. Now I have exactly one mini USB cord that I know where it is now. And right now it's plugged into my laptop at home. So every time we do these podcasts, I just plug it right in and boom, take it off. So we got to Greenville and realized that, and I was like, I thought about using the phone again, but I was like, I just wasn't feeling it, and so we just didn't do one yesterday. So we're missed today. So bygones. So today we are on our way back from the eclipse. We actually traveled this morning, because when we got to Greenville, we'll talk a little bit more tomorrow, and I've got some audio that at some point from the totality that we will put in at some point, probably into both of our podcasts. I guess that's up to Charlotte, but just a little quick overview. Got to Greenville, had a really good time, went to some interesting spots. There's a cool self-serve, and some people have probably seen these before, and I've seen things like this, but not done as well as this before. There was like a self-serve craft beer hall called Pour, where you have like a little RFID, and they had like however many taps there were, 40, something like that, up along this wall. I've got a picture of it. And you just, but there's no, you just self-serve. You walk up to the one you like. It has a little screen that you can tap on to see something about the beer. It tells you how much, what the ABV and, what type it is and what brewery it's from. And you just tap this RFID, a little light goes on. You pour as much as you want, and then you stop, and it tells you what you just poured and how much you have left in this iteration or whatever, because what they do is, and it also obviously tells you how much it is an ounce, because what you do with this is they give you I think it's 32 ounce allotments at a time, basically since there's no bartender, every 32 ounces you have to go back up to the front and recharge yourself, and basically they look at you and go, okay, yeah, you're gonna be okay with 32 more ounces, or yeah, no, I think you're done. We didn't even finish 32 ounces, but it was pretty cool, because you could go and, sample things and try things out, and have like a little 3 or 4 ounce pour of, of something like an Imperial Stout, which, had a couple there that were awesome, but I wasn't going to drink, even 8 ounces of it, much less 16. So it was a pretty cool way to do it. It was a neat little place. But Greenville was packed. There were a ton of people in Greenville. We really like Greenville. We go there, fairly often, going back and forth, right on the way, going back and forth between Atlanta and Charlotte. But we kind of made a snap decision. My wife, Charlotte was looking at phones and at her phone and stuff, and realized, it is pretty crowded here. And in Anderson, South Carolina, which is not too far away and was actually slightly closer to the mid totality line, so it had about 10 seconds longer at totality. 24 seconds. I apologize, Mr. Kent. It's just y'all, meh, whatever. But Anderson, South Carolina is the home of Carolina Bauernhaus. It's a brewery that makes craft. They make a lot of sours. And Charlotte's, we've had several of them. You get them more easily in Greenville than you do even in Charlotte. They don't distribute super widely yet. But we've had several of them in Greenville and really enjoyed them. And they were opening early. They normally open at like 6 o'clock on Mondays, but they were opening at 11 o'clock for the eclipse. And so we got up this morning and drove from Greenville to Anderson, and that wasn't too bad, and enjoyed the eclipse, which was crazy cool. It was a lot of fun. And now we've hit the traffic. I actually wasn't worried about traffic really going home. I was kind of worried about traffic this morning. You know, people just literally like driving up from Atlanta on Monday morning, which a lot of people did. We talked to people at the at Carolina Byron House that did. But I didn't even think about the traffic going back. And when I did think about it, I was like, okay, we're going to get an 85. Shouldn't be that big a deal. They should, you know, there'll be more people going to Atlanta than there will be to Charlotte. But I wasn't thinking about, I think the issue was, I wasn't thinking about the fact that there is an entire, you know, section of the country, you know, i.e. the Northeast and the rest of the South, you know, Virginia to Maine, that's past Charlotte. And there were people, you know, we were sitting around there talking to, or hearing people talk, and there were people from Philadelphia and people from, you know, here and there and everywhere, you know, up and down the Eastern Seaboard at just this little beer place, much less, you know, all over. So there's a lot of cars that were going Northeast, up 85 North. And so we just turned on Alexa and we are in South Carolina back road somewhere, but it's going to save us. Apparently it's going to, there was like a 45 minute, there must've been a wreck or something on 85. And since where we were going, there are, you know, side roads that'll get you there that aren't as fast as 85 normally, but they are faster than 85 when there's a big old wreck on it. So we have given ourselves to Google Maps. I was going to say Alexa, but not Alexa, not in the car. Alexa takes care of me in the house, but in the car I've given myself to Google Maps, and I'm letting them determine how we get back. So that'll be it for today. I figured I'd make this one a quick one since we're in the car. But I should be able to upload and get everything back on a normal schedule starting tomorrow. So, eclipse was awesome. Like I said, I've got some audio from it that I'll probably splice in either tomorrow or the day after or something. And it's just mainly us going, oh my God, this is crazy. Oh my God, this is crazy, because it was crazy. Totality was wacky. That'll be it for today. This has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find it at kenzoid.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. And you can go to kenzoid.com and find all the contact information for, you know, Google Plus, Facebook, and Twitter, and all that good stuff. So if you need that, that's where it is. This podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution share alike, version 3.0 US. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.